This is the brief on emergency acid-base imbalances. Think of this as your paramedic's guide to the body's pH. When a patient's blood acidity goes haywire, it quickly triggers multi-system failure. So spotting the signs is literally a matter of life or death. First, let's look at the baseline. Blood pH has a strict sweet spot of 7.35 to 7.45. Dropping below 7.35 is acidosis, meaning it's too acidic. Rising above 7.45 is alkalosis, or too basic. So why does this matter? Well, pH controls oxygen delivery and nerve firing. If it shifts, cells die. Thankfully, the body has balancers. Lungs act fast by blowing off CO2, which acts as an acid, while kidneys tweak ions over a longer period. Second, what do paramedics actually see? Well, field emergencies fall into two categories, respiratory and metabolic. Failing to breathe enough, like from choking or an opioid overdose, traps CO2, causing respiratory acidosis. But hyperventilating from panic blows off too much CO2, causing respiratory alkalosis, marked by tingling and spasms. Now, metabolic issues happen right at the cellular level. Shock, sepsis, or diabetic ketoacidosis lead to poor perfusion. That builds up lactic acid, resulting in metabolic acidosis. Paramedics often see these patients taking deep, rapid gasps, called Kussmaul breathing, to desperately blow off extra acid. Finally, field treatments. We always start with the ABCs, airway, breathing, and circulation. For respiratory acidosis, medics assist ventilation or push Narcan. For respiratory alkalosis, they'll coach slow breaths. For metabolic acidosis, the go-to is pushing IV fluids to fix the underlying shock and restore perfusion. Ultimately, managing a crashing patient's pH boils down to securing their airway and aggressively restoring their circulation.